Are you looking to give your dishes extra flavor this summer? Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst says, use herbs. She joins us now with some suggestions. Hi, Kathy. And I want to say, before we get started, we had a little fun with the staff on whether it's herbs or herbs. You know, it depends on what part of the world you're from, I guess.
Indeed. Hi, Tanya. I don't care what you call it, as long as you use them very amply in your cooking, because the way that herbs can wake up the flavors of even the most basic foods is really transformational. And it's not like you have to learn a new technique or you have to go buy a million new ingredients. If you have a sunny windowsill or a patio or a garden, it's not too late to get some pots of basil and lemon verbena and dill and sage and get herbs going.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about some of the recipes you want to share with us, starting with one for roast beets that uses herbs in a couple of different ways. Tell us about that.
So I occasionally try to experiment like every day, and I wondered what would happen if you wrapped a fresh garden beet in some foil surrounded by loads of herbs like dill and fennel and scallions. And then I took the beet greens, which are very fresh this time of year, laid a bed down, put the beets in there, threw the herbs around it, sealed it up, and popped it in a hot oven for 45 minutes or so. And when I opened this beet packet, this herb flavor just was so overwhelmingly delicious. Let the beets cool. And then I made a very simple herb butter, just mixing room temperature butter with all of those herbs, the dill, the fennel, but you could also add chives or basil or thyme. And then these hot, delicious herbs and beets mixed with this herb butter. It was just so delicious. And for anyone who thinks they don't like beets, try a roasted beet with herbs.
Oh, man. Okay, I think I'm going to try it. How long does something like this last, an herb butter?
Oh, boy. Well, what you do is you make it, you roll it into a fat cigar shape, roll it up in plastic wrap or reusable wrap. It stays in the fridge for 4 or 5 days, but you can freeze it for a few months and just slice a tablespoon off as needed. So it'll take you. And also, if you have a lot of herbs right now, it's a great way to use them up, put them in your freezer, and this winter you could take it out.
Yeah, you know, because it's so hot, I think a lot of us are looking for light summer lunches or dinners. You have a turkey wrap suggestion that also uses herbs. Tell us about it.
I do. I too have been trying to eat lighter and healthier. And that's the other thing about herbs, is that they add this pow of flavor without adding a lot of fat. So in this dish, I stir fried ground turkey. You could use ground chicken. You could even use tofu with a lot of cilantro and basil and parsley, some fresh ginger, soy sauce, sesame oil. And then I served it in a big lettuce leaf, a very tender, beautiful summer lettuce, like a bib lettuce. So the lettuce becomes like the wrap. Think of a taco. And then I added rice vermicelli noodles, which you boil in water and you serve those cold, and a little dipping sauce with lots more cilantro and soy and sesame and rice wine vinegar. And it is so refreshing. It's a 15-minute dinner, and boy, it went over really big here.
I bet. You make it sound so easy. You know,
but you know what, Tanya? It can be.
It can be. You said 15 minutes. Okay, so I'm going to try it.
Okay, you know, so maybe half hour.
Yeah, one complaint, and I'm kind of guilty of this, is you go and buy fresh herbs and you buy a bunch of them, and then you use a little in your cooking and you have all of it left over. Any ideas for how to use those leftovers?
Well, lots of ideas. One of my favorite things I've been doing is using mint. I've done this with tarragon. I've done it with lemon verbena. Is I make a very simple syrup. And when I say simple, this is what you do. You take 3/4 cup of sugar and 2 cups of water. You bring it to a boil, let it thicken a little, throw in your fresh herbs. Let's say you use mint, and cook it for a few minutes, let it steep off the heat for 15 minutes and strain it. And then you have this gorgeous mint syrup to add to lemonade or iced tea or cocktails or fruit salad.
Yeah. Yeah,
all kinds of possibilities.
So good. We'll have all of these recipes at hereandnow.org. We're talking herbs with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, as always. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tanya. Nice to speak with you.